All right. Now we say, remedy havingness, remedy havingness, remedy havingness. When we first start in, we find out he's condensing space in order to remedy havingness. He condenses space and condenses space and condenses space. After a while, he'll get so he can spot spots in space, and he can create new havingness almost independently of each other. He no longer, every time he spots a spot in space, tears his bank apart. See, he doesn't have to look into the bank to get some energy to spot out in space, or, you know, he isn't confused anymore. He doesn't have to condense existing space in order to have something. He doesn't have to reuse his energy. You're getting him out of the idea of conserving energy when you're doing this. And so we've got these two alternate points that every time you ask somebody to spot spots in space, you start in, at least early in the case, by tearing his havingness up, so you have to remedy the situation by remedying his havingness, as you will find in PAB 23, I think it is, or one such PAB, it's a remedy of havingness. And you'll have this problem with any preclear who is having any difficulty, that every time he starts to spot spots in space to put two universes back into coincidence and so separate them normally or naturally. You see, they're other determinedly separated. You know, his universe is driven in by other determinations which have impacted him. And to restore this and bring a normal condition, you'd have to be able to get him to be at least willing to stretch his universe all over the mesh universe again and make all the spots in space coincide where they have been. If you could do this easily and normally, why, of course, his universe and the mesh universe would fly apart. Actually, this is a mechanical approach. This is much lower than considering. This is not an optimum approach. This is a mechanical approach. But it is a mechanic which an auditor has to understand and certainly should be able to run.